Birds of Prey, the fantabulous emancipation of one Harley Quinn.
Sorry.
Discussion before the podcast. And I kept saying no. Now we'll continue to say no. She's playing a caricature because it is the same thing that we keep talking about with Johnny Depp. Is it the same thing that we keep talking about Robert Downey Jr. of a person?
She's playing a completely separate character.
It is not acting. It is not acting.
She's not playing a character of herself.
I understand that, but she is playing a caricature of a person. It's like, well, let me throw on not my native accent and go ham for the camera until somebody says cut. That is not acting. That is improv. And she's improvising throughout the whole movie, and the movie's weak for it because of that.
You have to explain. Like, even Rosie Perez did a good job.
And yeah.
I will say that Harley Quinn as a character, whether it be in the animated films or comic books, is an interesting character. Margot Robbie's interpretation of her is nothing. I don't get anything from it. It doesn't sway me one way or another, other than she is not good at it. Margot Robbie's not a great actress in the first place.
Because you don't like Margot Robbie as an actress? Is that why you like?
Margot Robbie has been okay in two movies.
She's really fucking good.
She was okay in Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay, all right. We're going to have to agree to disagree on that one.
All right. So if you want to look at maybe a strong female character in a movie, look at Mama from Dread. She is to be feared.
Yeah.
She is to be feared. Nobody wants to mess with her. Punked everybody in a whole building into trying to kill Dredd, successful for about 95% of the movie. And she is a strong character. But trying to shoehorn social messages into movies, and particularly in Hollywood, has become a problem because it makes people think they're doing something special when it's really all about dollar. That this movie only exists because somebody wants money. They want money to cater to a demographic. If we can pull in money from that demographic, we're doing well. It's not about a social message. It's more about dollars. So that's all I need to say.
It should have been more her being more cerebral. It wasn't entertaining. It was just kind of like, why are you doing it this way? It doesn't need to go this route.
It was just there. It was just there.
And the one thing DC did well when Zack Snyder was running it and stuff was that they cast it well. I mean, despite what you may say, people may hate Jared Leto for the Joker, it was still an exciting casting. This was just like, what? It's kind of like, okay. It was so humdrum and just like, this isn't working. It just didn't work for me. It was way too much empowerment and not enough of and beating up the men substance instead of just...
wasn't enough substance.
Exactly. It was just, it was a trope that they just made a movie out of. And the stuff that was, would have made a compelling film, such as Harley Quinn's break from an abusive relationship and coming into her own, she basically just swept one relationship for another one. Instead of her being kowtowing to a man, she was now with a bunch of other women who were put upon in a man's world and stuff. Like that whole scene with Black Mask, with Ewan McGregor's character making that woman strip and on a table and stuff, served no purpose other than to showcase that he was just the evil man.
But it's already established that's what he is because he's the villain of the movie.
One of the troubling things I've seen about this is the same thing that they did with Charlie's Angels, is that everyone knew it was going to be a train wreck. You had McGee's Charlie's Angels that came out. Oh, yeah, Charlie's Angels. Like, it's a reboot of that. It should be funny. It should be cool.
Yeah.
Then there was this remake of Charlie's Angels. The knowledge of that, the minute you saw the trailer, you knew it was going to be some woke garbage.
The first scene in Charlie's Angels starts off with Kristen Stewart being told that a gender is not good enough and she trying to seduce a man in order to take advantage of it. That is the first scene of the movie. Why? For me, to solve the problem of Charlie's Angels. As Mike says, hire us. I would have made it a period piece in the 70s and 80s. And if you want to talk about maybe trying to give a certain underrepresented demographic some power, make it during the 80s. That is a very good point in time to say, hey, well, we lead the charge on something.
That's all right. No. So
I was on a plane. I was on a plane with very terrible selection of movies. And guess what was there? Charlie's Angels. I said to myself, you know what? Maybe I was harsh on that movie. Let me go watch it. No, it's still bad. Go ahead.
So I'm not going to blame it on being woke. Even that whole phrasing, I'm not even going to blame it on the need for diversity. 70s and 80s, they were trying to add more black cinema out there and make blacks more inclusive in cinema. As a result of that, the attempt was rap music and everything.
Yeah.
Caricature black guy, the token black guy or woman who had the attitude, was out to get have sex, had all the attitude, and was given all the comedic lines. What the heck? I watched Ghostbusters. There's a show on Netflix that talks about how a movie was made. And they talked about how Ernie Hudson's had a gripe, had a beef with the Ghostbusters film, was that they kept cutting the scenes back. Everybody was telling them that's the normal process. Some scenes just aren't needed anymore. Relax, it's going to be good. And I watched Ghostbusters. I literally could not think of anything else they could do to Ghostbusters to make that a better film. If they had added more scenes to it, I think it would have taken away from the film. They're right. They didn't need more scenes with Winston Zeddemore. He was in it just enough. He was the new guy coming on board. Three other improv comedians who were making most of the jokes and the funnies. Winston character came on board, and he was sort of the lone normal voice of reason to the whole thing. But at the same time, it didn't detract away from the film or the other characters at all. And it didn't make him stand out as being someone who's force-fed into the film. He was in there as natural as they could make it. And that was it. Now, there could be other things behind the scenes, some other stuff going on behind it, but that's what, how it came off to me. And I think the film was better for it. They need to have, or they want more centric films. If they feel that demographic audience, they don't want them to be sexualized, over-sexualized, or serving a non-purpose. Hollywood needs to understand it. They need to make it gradual. They need to not, A, take a medium that is predominantly young men, comic books. They need to stop taking comic book characters who were designed to appeal to prepubescent or just hitting puberty young men, and then trying to apply that formula of, we need to stop making them sexualized. We need to stop making them sidekick characters to this alpha male. In the end, all you're doing is just cutting it off. Basically, Birds of Prey was strictly written and made for women. And women did not go to
see them. No, it wasn't that. It was strictly made for marketing decisions, which just happened to be female.
The demographic they were going for didn't even watch the film.
February is the dumping ground for bad movies. The reason why this movie comes out now, as Mike and I had explained, that a better female-led action movie will be coming out later this year, Black Widow.
That's going to be awesome.
DC felt it necessary to try to beat them to the punch, release this movie now, because we can't be within that Marvel time frame. I believe that movie comes out in May. Is that right?
As in Marvel's normal.
Yeah.
May time period.
So they wanted to get out before that and hoping to capitalize off of the Joker and Joaquin Phoenix and all this other stuff, which that movie's an aberration. Otherwise, it would have done the same thing as Aquaman and Shazam. That movie is just an aberration. And this movie, trying to capitalize off all that positive press, could not even muster up anything worthwhile. I mean, the Sonic movie beat that this weekend.
I'm trying to understand is why they thought Harlequin comic book films, they've been transforming the Harlequin character from moving her away from being the Joker's sidekick. Because you looked at the Arkham games, she was overly sexualized and she was half cut outfits and all that other stuff. They clearly wanted only the demographic to watch this film. And they're surprised that that audience, the new age audience, woke audience, didn't come to watch this film. They're, right now, they're blaming everybody but the actual film. They're doing the same thing that Charlie's Angels do. That's why I made the comparison to Charlie's Angels. Because they're making the same argument. The reason that Charlie's Angels failed was because the audience that they were going for were not mature enough to accept it. Its failure is an indictment against the audience.
Rather than making a competent film, blame the audience. Or one half of the audience is biased against the movie, so they didn't go see it.
Which is why no one showed up to see it in the first place. They're going by ridiculous critic reviews. These critics don't want to appear to be critical of the film.
They are shills. The critics for this particular movie, and also Charlie's Angels. Maybe Charlie's Angels, not so much. They were a little less judicious. But critic reviews I've seen, and do know firsthand that they don't want to rock the boat too much because they don't get invited to whatever events or don't get flown out to go see movies, don't get an interview for somebody because you essentially get on the blacklist. But the majority of the critics for this are shills. And if you're trying to justify it just because of a demographic or underrepresentation, you are part of the problem. Plain and simple.
And the last point I want to make is that critics, for whatever reason, Warner Brothers, they don't understand that the opinions of critics of these, especially the print media critics, someone on YouTube's called them access media, that where they're the ones who get the access. You were mentioning, Barry, that if they write a bad review, they lose access for their future reviews. That's no longer how the game is played anymore. I'm not going to go out and look at
it's payola.
What the Hollywood Reporter says.
It's like, you pay me to play your records. You pay me to write a good review.
It's failing. It's not working. It's like the audience themselves are now, they'll wait for those early reviews. They'll wait for those first 10 people to come out of the theater who they know have shared a similar opinion as theirs of the movie. And if they say this movie is trash, they're not going to watch it. But even then, even going beyond that, for me, I was waiting for feedback, for that positive feedback from someone I knew who would like the film, shares my opinion on films. And the minute they said, oh, it was just like we thought it was going to be, it wasn't even entertaining or fun, moving right along. That's all I needed to see. And then when I watched it, I'm like, yeah, it was exactly what I thought it was going to be.